from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I would run around the studio naked.
They are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. What is happening? Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you from the Hilton Santa Clara, just down the street from Levi Stadium, where the 49ers start training camp today, Goo, and there's already action down here, and I think there's going to be action all day. We got a soccer game at Levi Stadium later, and I can smell some excitement.
No doubt. And I'll just say what the roast echoed. Football is back, Stoney. It's in the air. And you feel it. And we're here. And we're going to find out about one Brandon Ayuk in regard to what's on his itinerary here shortly.
Yeah, a couple questions. Obviously, as training camp starts up, what's going to be the situation with Brandon Ayuk? The last thing I saw written was it's still unknown whether he's going to practice or not. But Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky are heading over to practice. They'll watch practice, and they're going to come back and join us here at about 12:30, hopefully, give us the lowdown on what happened inside. But there's a lot to get to today. Obviously, we're going to talk about Brandon Ayuk. But I think today, Goo, the theme of this show is going to be Kyle Shanahan. Entering his eighth year as head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, he's got a quarterback right now that he knows is going to play for him from game one on, and unless he gets hurt. Obviously, if he stays healthy, he's the number one quarterback. But in an interview with Tim Kawakami of The Athletic yesterday, boy, did he really expand on the quarterback position. He went over his history with quarterbacks. He talked about what determines how much you're going to pay a quarterback in the future. Hint, hint, Brock Purdy. But it's fascinating. I'm looking forward to hearing from the fans about Kyle Shanahan and where they think this team is right now. And clearly where they are is in the mix for another Super Bowl for the fourth or fifth year in a row.
Yeah, and I'll say this to you, Stoney, and the listeners. I'll put the Niners' last 5 years from a winning standpoint up against anybody. And then I won't get into the weeds per se on, you know, why they should have did this, they should have did that, and they could have two Super Bowls by now. But you talk about 13 wins in 19. You follow that up with 2021, 10 wins, 13 again in 2022, and last year, 12. They've been close. Kyle's so great, Stani. I think you come down my road because you think I overlooked that, and I don't. I'm looking at this man and what he's created, the kudos he's gotten from not just the Bay Area, from the football world about his creativity offensively, and I'm like, damn, all that he needs is that ring that he's come close to. So I can say that's the bar I have set for Kyle Shanahan, but still understand and tell you and the listeners, Donnie, he's one of the best coaches going right now.
Yeah, I think to me the question of the day is around Brock. It centers on Brock Purdy. And how much do we think Shanahan believes in Brock Purdy? Mm. And if you go back over his tenure, I mean, we've heard a lot of names at quarterback, and we've seen a lot of guys play quarterback.
Yeah.
We heard about the coveting of Kirk Cousins. One thing Kyle Shanahan acknowledged to Tim Kawakami is the 49ers twice flirted with Tom Brady.
Man.
Twice. Not once, but twice. Brock Purdy's obviously their starting quarterback this year. They had Jimmy Garoppolo. They thought that he may be the man. They moved up in the draft to draft Trey Lance, and that never worked out. So my question to San Francisco 49er fans heading into the first day of training camp, but also the year before Brock Purdy ostensibly gets paid, how much belief do you believe Kyle Shanahan has in Brock Purdy, and what does Brock Purdy have to do this year to entrench himself as the franchise quarterback, unless you think that's already a fait accompli? I'll believe that Brock Purdy's the franchise quarterback once the San Francisco 49ers pay him.
Wow, Stani, that's heavy. And I went to bed last night with Jordan Love just hours or minutes away here, or days, from maybe being the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Jordan Love, who I like, and I like his future. But you know what? He took an L last time he came to Levi's, and the quarterback that was on the other side was Brock Purdy. So if you're telling me Jordan Love and his future is going to get him to be one of the highest paid quarterbacks, good God, Brock Purdy is sleeping with a smile on his face, Donnie. So I believe if Brock Purdy can duplicate just what he did last year, how the heck could Kyle Shanahan have a wandering eye? We'll get into the Brady courtship, but the bottom line, Donnie, is I don't see anything out there that would, you know, make Kyle or John Lynch have a wandering eye. They got their guy, right?
Nope.
Minutes away from the Super Bowl. I mean, from the Super Bowl win.
Yeah, and they had a quarterback who did that 5 years ago, and he's no longer around. Here's what I want to build the show off of today, and I'm going to alert Spadone that I want to play this sound, DU93. It's a little bit on the longer side, but there is so much to pick at in Kyle Shanahan's answer to Tim Kawakami on the TK show about why he felt comfortable two times reaching out to Tom Brady. But I want to build a bigger conversation off this about Kyle Shanahan and the way he handles quarterbacks and how confident we are in him moving forward with a certain quarterback. Let's take a listen to 93, Joe.
I have to feel very confident just from a football standpoint and from just a relationship standpoint and what's right and wrong, kind of, to feel good about doing something. And I felt very good about that and comfortable. So it wasn't a hard conversation for me with Brock. You'd have to ask him about it. It's not always the best thing that you want to hear. But I thought when I explained it, I looked at it as a huge compliment. You know, after the 2019 season, that was Jimmy's first year as a starter and in his career. And he did some really good things. And we almost won a Super Bowl. He was a young quarterback. We had only played with 1 year. And to get a call a few weeks after that with Tom Brady wanting to come play for us, that was one of the hardest things I've ever gone through in my life, because Tom Brady is the best quarterback to every play. He's who I've watched since day one of when my career started, and that was kind of a dream of mine, and I knew how good he was. But I also knew we had a very young quarterback who had got us that far, and to sit and risk that young quarterback with, I forget how old he was at the time, 41 or whatever, I could just kept thinking, like, what if he comes in at that age, pulls a hamstring, and now I've messed up Jimmy and all that. So it wasn't a fun decision, but I thought for the, not only just that year in the long term, it was something that we couldn't mess with. We had to stick with Jimmy at the time. Nothing against Jimmy. It was just, but it was hard to avoid Tom. And then watching how that went and stuff, it was tough. And I was like, man, if I ever had a chance again with Tom, that's something I can't pass up. And at the end of the season, when Brock, who we knew was going to be our future, but when he got hurt and no one could guarantee that he was going to be healthy in week one, that he'd for sure come back the right way. There was a lot of speculation in it and no one could guarantee it. I did want to reach out to Tom. Now, Tom was the only guy. I was willing to ride it and risk with Brock's injuries. I told Brock that. I said, Brock, in these 7 games, you've shown us, like, you're not going to be competing with Trey next year. If you come back healthy, it is your job. The only way it won't be your job is if Tom Brady decided to come here and play 1 year. And I told him this like a week after the season, which I felt confident with because he was hurt. There was questions with him. And I was telling him about Tom Brady. And so I felt very good when I told him, hey, I know we spent a lot of picks to go get Trey. I know you've only played 7 games. You have a bad injury. But we believe you in you, and you are a guy of the future. The only way that won't happen is if Tom Brady comes for 1 year. And so I kind of looked at it as I was giving him the keys. I was telling him how much and saying there's this one outside chance, but I'm going to be dead honest with you. Anything in the back of my head. And that's the only thing in the back of my head. And probably there's not a very high percentage that's going to happen. So I felt like he should be leaving the room thinking, man, they believe in me. Like, the only guy he'd even consider is Tom Brady. So I kind of looked at it as a compliment. And Tom was done. And so it made it real easy. And once Tom told us that, just started counting the days to when Brock could get healthy. We worked really hard with Sam, really hard with Trey, got the depth of our quarterbacks behind Brock well. And Brock did heal up and he came out and tore it up in training camp, tore it up in week one, and had a hell of a year.
All right, a lot there, Goo. And let me just kind of run through what I heard, and you tell me if you think I got some of the facts right or if your opinion differs from mine. So after the 2019 Super Bowl, the San Francisco 49ers had an opportunity to acquire Tom Brady, but at that time, Kyle Shanahan didn't like the idea because he had Jimmy Garoppolo coming off a Super Bowl and he was a young quarterback and he didn't want to quote unquote mess with that. So now we fast forward after the 2022 season, Brock Purdy quarterbacks the second half of the season for the Niners. He gets hurt in the NFC Championship game against the Eagles. And after that season, Tom Brady calls the 49ers and says, hey, I might want a quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. And at that point, Kyle Shanahan goes to Brock Purdy and says, you're our guy unless we can get Tom Brady in here. But it's got to be Tom Brady, otherwise you're our guy. Kyle Shanahan said he should have been flattered by that, in a sense, that only Tom Brady was going to be the quarterback other than Purdy. But to me, what it signifies is Kyle Shanahan is always looking for somebody better at the quarterback position until he finally feels like he's settled on a guy. And in his eighth year, I'm not sure and I'm not convinced yet that he has settled on a franchise quarterback at any moment in time as a 49er coach.
Wow, Stoney, I'm not mad at you. I've known you 6 years. I know how you think, and I can see how your intel takes you there. But for me, I'm going to say I disagree. But what I want to say before I get into it is my respect is just off the charts for Kyle Shanahan. The honesty and the passion that went into that answer, and now we can look back and I'll say the fact that he didn't fire on the Tom Brady courtship because of Jimmy Garoppolo's ego or his, you know, how he would take it, I do think to myself they would have a Super Bowl if he played in last year's Super Bowl instead of Brock Purdy. But I get that. But I just, he hasn't had a lot to work with, and he's been his own, you know, he's been in his own way in regard to try to find that perfect quarterback, i.e. Trey Lance. That was a debacle. But why I think where you're coming from is too heavy is life is about timing. And Tom Brady was a free agent after he retired, and a lot of people said he had a noodle arm, he was done. So I kind of get, hey, this guy took us to the Super Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo's young. We got a good thing going. We'll pass. But that doesn't make me feel like Kyle is looking at Brock Purdy and the inception that is him and the winning that they've done. You know, a Super Bowl, almost a win, an NFC Championship game against Philly. That doesn't lead me to believe he's got a wandering eye.
I think there's no doubt he's got a wandering eye. That's just the way I feel. And he
but who's
also
the Tom Brady going forward, though? See what I mean?
It's not, he's not there yet. It's somebody who will emerge.
Mm.
And it will be somebody that Kyle Shanahan may think could be the answer to all his questions. But I'm more convinced now than ever. And I'm not saying Purdy's not going to be here. But what I am saying is I don't feel like it's automatic that the San Francisco 49ers are going to pay Brock Purdy an astronomical number to be the quarterback of the 49ers for the foreseeable future. I don't think he's there yet. I don't think he's there right now. Can he get there by the end of the season? Yeah, I think that's very possible. But from everything I'm hearing Kyle Shanahan say, and we're going to play a lot of the sound from yesterday's podcast with Tim Kawakami, he really got into how he wants to build a team and what he looks for in a quarterback and what determines how much a quarterback's going to get paid and all those kind of things. And to me, it's just, it seems clear that, I'm not saying Brock Purdy's being tried out. You know, he's not trying out, but he's still got a lot to prove, I think, in Kyle Shanahan's mind.
Well, I don't know what it is, and I do know this season I'm on record as saying it's important. It is major for Brock Purdy, but the bar to me is set. If you can duplicate the last 2 years in regard to the regular seasons, you are going to get more money than what I deem Jordan Love is minutes, hours, or days away from being the highest paid quarterback. So why would you go away from something, Stoney, that is working and a guy that has shown you he can make your offense fluid and run, and the most important facet, you win with them?
Because regardless of the eye test, Brock Purdy hasn't done anything that Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't done yet. Mm. And that, you know, I was kind of with you yesterday and before this about, look, it's a fait accompli with Brock Purdy. All he's got to do is have a pretty good year.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm really not sure anymore. What if the Niners go 11-6 and they don't get to the NFC Championship game? Maybe they lose their second playoff game.
But how does he play? If you tell me he regrets, remember you asked me Monday, what's regression look like? But we know what it looks like when we see it, Stoney.
Well, and we may see regression the following year if he doesn't have the weapons that he's going to have this year.
Mm.
So, you know, that's another thing, and people can poo-poo that all they want, and I get it. Nobody's apologizing that Brock Purdy's got a ton of weapons, but you better believe that the San Francisco 49ers, when they put into their equation, into the evaluation of Brock Purdy, they've got to put in there somewhere down the line, he may not have the weapons that he has today. And I think it's more than fair to start thinking about, if you're talking about paying a guy $50 million or whatever it is, I think you got to think about what he will look at with a different offensive unit around him. And if you have confidence that he can come through, then you pay him. If you don't have confidence that he can come through, well, then I'm not sure what happens, to be honest.
Yeah, and I know we're getting to the time where everybody's making a prediction or whatnot, and the Niners are, you know, on everybody's list in regard to a threat to win it all. So just from that standpoint, when you talk about it from a team concept, they're right there. I'm betting on Brock Purdy, Stoney, and I'm betting on that contract. I know that's down the road, but this season is going to be about what they feel comfortable paying them. And as crazy as this sounds, partner, I think he's kind of already checked the boxes to get paid. Like,
this year doesn't, well, that means you're saying this year doesn't matter. If he's checked all the boxes to get paid, then he doesn't have to prove anything this year.
Right, but that will never come out. But when was the last quarterback that looked bad under Kyle Shanahan, not named, what's my guy that they shipped off?
Trey Lance.
No, the Trey Lance, and who's the other backup I'm thinking
Mullins?
About? Two, and there's one
Darnold?
More. No, there's one more after that. Mullins, and who am I thinking about? But he's gone.
Beathard.
Okay. That he traded up in the draft to get. So just think about that. Since then, it's been copacetic, and the Niner quarterbacks have looked great. But hearing that soundbite between Kyle and TK, Stani, my respect. And
well, if most of the quarterbacks have looked great under Shanahan, why have they gone through so many his tenure?
Well, Trey Lance didn't look great. That was the debacle. Okay, and you move mountains and everything to go get him. So if you tell me, hey, Goo, you need somebody to go prospect a quarterback, Kyle's going to stay at home. But if you tell me how I need somebody to groom a quarterback, Kyle's my guy. So I think they got that guy, their guy. I think Kyle's tired of being in a situation where people think he has to have a wandering eye. So it's on Brock Purdy, and I just expect with his weaponry, and I'm assuming Ayuk's, Donnie, he's going to have a pretty good, damn good year, put up numbers, they'll go to the playoffs, and that contract, you know, might mirror whatever Jordan Love. I keep saying Jordan Love because he's going to get it, and I can't believe it, but he's done diddly squat compared to Brock Purdy, if that matters.
888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, the big theme today is where do you think Kyle Shanahan is with Brock Purdy? And how, if you look back on 7 years of Shanahan, how do you think he's handled the quarterback situation? Do you trust Kyle Shanahan to both find the right quarterback for this team and then to develop this quarterback into a Super Bowl champion? They've knocked on the door twice, but what I heard with the Brady quote is, and I have no problem with this, always be looking for somebody better. Absolutely, positively, always be looking at every position, not just the quarterback position. So, again, after just hearing Kyle Shanahan talk the last day or so, I'm convinced, in my mind, and I might be wrong, that Purdy still has a lot of work to do to earn the money that these big money quarterbacks are getting. And I'm not sure if it's going to take a Super Bowl victory to get that money. I just know that they had one quarterback who lost in a Super Bowl, and he's no longer here. And now Purdy's lost in a Super Bowl, and he's got one more year before the Niners have to make a decision on him. Mm. So this is kind of big time stuff for the 49ers. And I'm very interested to hear what the 49er fans think, because how many of you out there do think, look, relax, guys, Purdy's the quarterback. He's going to quarterback the team this year. We're probably going to be successful. He's going to be paid the market rate over the summer with 50 or 60 or whatever it is, and then, boom, we're going to move forward for the next 3 or 4 years and continue to compete for Super Bowls. Is it that simple? Is it that simple? 888-957-9570. What do you think, Goo?
Yeah, it's what makes this season exciting. And let's just say we didn't even do a show, and you could wipe away the first 20 minutes of what we talked about and discussed. The title of the jam is Brock Purdy. You are basically, there are two scoreboards. One with your name, Brock Purdy, and how much this team and organization is going to get behind you in regard to putting that ring on your finger. But guess what, son? You control that. But with the Jedi Knight ability of Kyle Shanahan, Stani, I don't expect a regression from this offense moving forward. And that's why I feel comfortable thinking he's in a damn good situation to get that contract. We'll see. But what you just said hit me, and you're right. And that's across the board in all sports. You're always looking to get better, right?
My question is this. If we want to throw out scenarios, I mean, what happens if Brock Purdy has a good year, the Niners have a good year, but they don't win it? Then you go ahead and you pay him. But then you have to come back next year without a Deebo Samuel, without an Ayuk maybe, without a George Kittle.
But that goes into when I give you this money, this contract.
Well, then you better know well that this guy can elevate the players around him.
Do you think he can now, or you need to see more?
I'm giving the praises of Brock, but I can't wait. I need to see more. Does he need to elevate Christian McCaffrey? I mean, Christian McCaffrey to me is one of the best running backs in football.
I would say, how hard is it to do that, though, because Christian is so great?
I mean, I guess the bottom line is, do you think Brock Purdy can be the quarterback of a Super Bowl champion? And that may be what it comes down to for Kyle Shanahan.
Well, he was minutes away.
And so was Jimmy Garoppolo. So was Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm just saying, I'm interested to take the temperature of 49er fans about how confident they are that Kyle Shanahan has the utmost confidence in Brock Purdy. Do you think Purdy's got something still that he's got to show Kyle Shanahan? And if he is, let's say he has the same kind of year as last year.
I think that's good enough.
Is that good enough?
Yeah, I do.
That would be, Brock Purdy has the same kind of year as last year. That would be good enough for him to be a top 3 to 5 paid quarterback in the NFL. That's one thing that I will not sit here and say, Goo, you're wrong, because I have no idea. But that's one of those things where I would have to say, I got to see him pay Brock Purdy before I truly believe they're going to move forward in the foreseeable future with Brock Purdy.
No, I appreciate that. And I'm not saying you're wrong, but in regard to that soundbite, I know we're up against this, Donnie. But what about the respect aspect from young Brock Purdy that Kyle called him and had that conversation with him? Like, look, if we can get Tim Jordan, you're going to sit, and we just can't pass. Like, I appreciate that honesty. It's obviously something
Brock didn't afford that honesty to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, but the compliment to that was he thought Jimmy was good enough to where he didn't pull the trigger.
Or he didn't want to bring Tom Brady in here. Tom Brady gets hurt, and then it messes up Jimmy, according to Kyle Shanahan. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny and Guru are with you at the Hilton Santa Clara. It is day one of football season, ladies and gentlemen, and we're excited. There's no doubt about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking Kyle Shanahan and quarterbacks. What do you got for us? What do you got? 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Now back to Steiny and Guru, live from the Hilton Santa Clara, as training camp is underway.
All righty. Don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Steiny Guru with you at the Hilton Santa Clara. Training camp is underway for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes.
And there is a lot to talk about. And we're starting with the head coach, Kyle Shanahan, and the starting quarterback, Brock Purdy, their relationship, how long is it going to last, and how far it's come already. And I'll start with this, Goo, from the 925 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Steiny, you keep talking about the weapons Brock has. Everyone has weapons, yet Brock is the most successful with his weapons. No, I completely agree with that. And all I'm saying is this, and you tell me if you agree with me or not.
All right.
Right now, let's just say Brock Purdy's making $1 million, okay? And he's had a lot of success. The minute they pay him 50 or 60, if that's what they're going to do, you got to rob Peter to pay Paul. And so the bottom line is, after they pay him a lot of money, they may have to revamp some portions of their offense. So all I'm saying is, before they pay him, they got to know that he is good enough to quarterback as well as he has, maybe with fewer options to go to. And just, I believe they're going to use this year to try to figure that out.
I'm not mad at that. But at the end of the day, Stoney, that comes with the territory. When you put the ring on the finger, you are saying, yeah, you're going to lose some stuff around you. But we all know the most important position in sports. Listen to the words that come out of my mouth. The most important position in pro sports is the
starting
pitcher. Is the quarterback.
Oh, okay.
I ain't mad at you. But so, yeah, Stoney, you're going to give him the money thinking, okay, he'll lose some stuff around him. But we got, he's the guy. He's the guy. He'll be here after McCaffrey if all goes well. So I believe they have to know that. And if they're Jedis, like I think Kyle, you know, I think that's what stage he's at now. He's probably, he can foresee the future, not predict it, and have a good feel of when I give you this check, young man, yeah, you might regress into a pumpkin. The odds are, you know, astronomical. But at the end of the day, I got to believe they think they got their guy.
All right, we got a little news from 49er camp right off the bat. This is from Matt Barrows of The Athletic, and I'll just read his tweet. Brandon Ayuk is not in uniform and is watching practice from the sideline. Also, Barrows says, I don't see Trent Williams out there. So Brandon Ayuk at practice, not in uniform. Why would you clap for that?
Because I want him to get his money. I want him to get his money.
And look, you guys looked at me like, I was saying do drugs or something.
Well, get your money, son.
Well, I don't think him standing on the sidelines in civilian clothes means he's any closer to getting his money.
But he's exhausting all possibilities.
Well,
and it might not work for
him. Or maybe it's
a
self-serving move because he just doesn't want to give up $40,000 a day, which
no, we
to
understand
me is pretty
that's
smart.
What it's about. Yeah, the
exactly.
fine money. But
exactly.
You said you didn't say teams, Donnie. You tell me. But you said you understood him trying not to go out there and risk it.
What do you mean?
Getting hurt and messing up future money, Brandon. So you understood if he were to hold in now, that you understood that part.
Yeah, I understand it from all aspects.
Okay. But it sounded like you just called him selfish.
No, I said he did the smart thing by not getting fined $40,000 a practice. But all I'm saying
or
is,
or maybe a trade is him coming.
All I'm saying is, I don't view him being on the sidelines, not in uniform, meaning he's any closer to signing a contract extension. 888-957-9570 is the number. Goo, I want you to take a listen, and I want 49ers fans to take a listen to this next cut from Kyle Shanahan.
All right.
It was also from the TK podcast, and it's Shanahan talking about the quarterback market and what Purdy may be worth down the line. This is interesting. Take a listen.
I mean, I think because of where the market's gone with the quarterback position, it's just the dollars, I guess that's kind of crazy. Those numbers, it's kind of like when I look at the real estate out here and how much houses cost, I didn't believe it at first because it's just there's so much. And then when you get out here and you, as long as it's, you can resell it and stuff, it's all relative. So it's whatever, but the numbers overwhelm you. So I get all that. But me, as a coaching standpoint, I think about obviously how you fit into a salary cap, where it is going, but I don't get caught up on how much money that is. I get caught up on, well, that's how much a starting quarterback costs within the realm of it. I mean, but this is the market on how much a starting quarterback costs. This is how much a starting receiver costs. This is how much a starting tackle costs. This is how much a starting defensive end costs. And you start to see all that, and how do you want to balance out your team? What are the choices you get? And that's what you got to figure out. But are you happy with someone as your starting quarterback? If you are you happy with him as a rookie? Are you happy on a rookie contract? Great. Are you happy with him when you got to pay him? Well, how do you compare him to everyone else? He's a starting quarterback in this league. Well, what does that cost? And then you look at it, and that's kind of where I keep it. I don't try to say that's so much more than it used to be. I try to look at it as that's just the market. Now you got to figure it from an organizational standpoint, the cash, all that stuff, which is a huge deal. And that's why I listen to those conversations. I get involved in those conversations, but I also know that is not my area of expertise.
So that was Kyle Shanahan to Tim Kawakami yesterday. And I mean, what I heard there was Kyle Shanahan saying, how do you judge a quarterback? They have Brock Purdy on a very team-friendly quarterback salary right now, so they love him. They absolutely love Brock Purdy at $1 million or whatever it is. The
question that Shanahan, I think, throws out there is, do you love a quarterback for $30 million? Do you love a different kind of quarterback for $40 million? Is there a quarterback out there worth $50 million? And that's what you got to figure out. The thing that, to me, he kind of left out is, well, there's different levels of starting quarterbacks in the NFL. And I think this year's about figuring out where Purdy is as a starting quarterback in the NFL in terms of the ranking. Though, I'll say, right now, from what he's done, he's probably, what, top six, top eight, something like that. So I'm hearing Kyle Shanahan say that that's what's on the table this year is, first and foremost, let's win and try to get a Super Bowl. And then second, let's evaluate Brock Purdy over the course of the season and try to determine how much we're going to pay him.
Yeah, I get that. I call it verbal poker because you don't want to pay him right then and there. But we also heard the owner, the guy that, you know, the checking account that it's coming out of, York, talk about they're geared and set for Brock Purdy to possibly reset the quarterback market. And right now, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence are tied for the highest AAV at $55 million, Steiny, and Joe Burrow's been to a Super Bowl, but guess who else has done that? Brock Purdy, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff haven't even got close. So Lamar Goff got close in the NFC Championship. Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray. I just believe if, again, Jordan Love is the guy, the highest paid quarterback, Donnie, if I'm Brock Purdy, I got to believe that's where I'm starting at. And if the Niners have the year that I believe they're going to have offensively, and Brock puts up the equal or more, you know, does a little bit more. I mean, it's just not if, it's about when he gets this big contract that could make him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
888-957-9570 is the number. Do you hear Kyle Shanahan saying that Brock Purdy's the guy and we're going to pay him? Or do you hear Kyle Shanahan saying something different? 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Rob. Rob's in San Bruno. What's up, Rob? How you doing, man?
What's going on? I'm chilling. What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Oh. All right, man. First, I'm going to say this first. This is the first time me hearing that. Usually I'm on it, but this is the first time me hearing that. And the fact that you were willing to give Jimmy Garoppolo $100 million for 7 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. That was his numbers his first year, 5 years. 7 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. You gave him $100 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want to bring in Tom Brady for 2019 because you thought you could just do it with Jimmy Garoppolo. Tom Brady, the guy who just won a Super Bowl right after you. And then when Trey Lance here, you run Trey Lance up the gut like you're a fullback, running fullback dives. I still ain't seen him running with Purdy yet. He ran him up the gut. You know, basically got him out of here, and then you say, oh, well, I told Purdy after 7 starts, you're going to be starting. But you was telling the media, oh, it's going to be an even training camp. At the end of the day, then you went and signed Darnold, and you say Darnold going to be like Steve Young. I was like, then you go for Brady, which is cool with me. But it's like you was trying to do everything possible not to play Trey Lance. That's what the thing with me. For you to say Darnold was better was disrespectful. And one more thing, you didn't even look at Mahomes. You didn't even look at Watson. My thing is, it's not even about losing a Super Bowl. It's about we losing to a Super Bowl to the same guy. We blatantly just disrespect, didn't even scout. Didn't even send a scout down there watching. But you go all the way to Iowa and look at C.J. Beathard. Like, stop it, man.
Rob, yeah. Here's my question, though. What, like, kind of, what's your bottom line on all this with Shanahan? What are you trying to say overall?
My bottom line is I don't trust Kyle Shanahan. About Kyle Shanahan, he's not going to bring in a guy that's going to outplay his coaching. He don't want that. He want a guy he can control, tell him where to throw the ball to, and he can't really sign for no big money. I'm gonna ask you a question. When the 3-game span when Debo was gone, Purdy went on interception spree, right? So if you take away Brandon Ayuk and Debo get hurt, don't let CMC get hurt. Is Purdy still that same guy? One more thing. If Purdy was on KC last year, do Purdy make the Super Bowl? If we just trade the quarterback, because them weapons in KC ain't got no weapons. None of the weapons can play over here. It's probably except for Kelsey. Even that, because we got Kittle. So KC didn't have no weapons last year.
You were on fire, man, but you can't live your life that way. And I'm learning, man. The bottom line is he's not on Kansas City. We'll never get that answer. It's how do you drive the car that you're in? And right now, everything you said, I agree with. But you can't. You can't hate on Purdy because of the position he's in. How we judge him is going to be him in the Niner offense. Him in other places, Steiny, we'll never get the answers to that. Like, that's unrealistic. It's unrealistic, and you kind of alluded to that earlier. What if he loses a weapon?
Well, he's going to. But, like, you have to plan for that. He's going
but he
to.
He may get paid before we
That's
find
right.
out.
But you better know and be certain. You better be certain.
Nothing in life
that you
is
believe.
Certain. You
well,
got,
then,
it's got to be your gut feeling.
Well, you better be pretty certain if you're going to pay a guy 50
yeah,
or 60
that
million.
That I get.
888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny and Guru down at the Hilton Santa Clara outside Levi's Stadium. Training camp is underway, and if you're just joining us, Brandon Ayuk is at practice, but he's not in uniform and he's not participating. And also, as of now, Trent Williams not out on the field, though we don't know why.
Could he be holding out, Steiny? Remember, he wanted some more money.
I thought he's the highest paid lineman in football.
Yeah, but the guarantee is running out. We said if he pulled that card, they would have to, man, pay him in a second.
Now, I don't know. Ricky
Willer texted. He said no explanation that you just said it to.
Ricky Pearsall, the 49er rookie wide receiver, is going to miss the first 4 days of practice, according to Shanahan and Lynch. And hopefully he will return next Monday when Block 2 starts of the training camp for the San Francisco 49ers. So we're talking about Kyle Shanahan. He had a lot to say yesterday about the quarterback position. And we're just talking about how secure youth. It's not how we feel about Brock Purdy. The question is, how do we think Kyle Shanahan feels about Brock Purdy? And that's the question that I'm asking 49er fans right now. Do you believe that right now, for the most part, that Kyle Shanahan is sold on Brock Purdy? 888-957-9570 is the number. How confident, Goo, do you think Shanahan is right this minute with Purdy?
I'm going to go a 9, and then I want to push that, if I can, and you allow me, to a 9.5, because he's probably laughing at the world. The debacle that Trey Lance was is not greater than the heights he's gotten to with Mr. Irrelevant. So that covers, to me, inner ego. I'm better than you. I'm smarter than you. So I think that turns Kyle on. That's a football turn on, that I got this guy with the last pick and look what heights we're at. And if that Super Bowl would have culminated in a victory and a trophy, good God. But to answer your question, Steiny, I'm going 9.5, partner.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't go that
what
high.
What number? Yeah.
Because he doesn't, like, that's the thing that I feel about Kyle Shanahan, is he doesn't have to be a 9 right now because he's not getting paid right now. And as of right now, whether you like it or not, Purdy's not the long-term quarterback of the team. That'll happen at the end of the year if and when he gets paid. But I think this is kind of interesting from Apollo Cruz on the YouTube chat. Kyle will dump Purdy if someone better comes along. How do you feel about that? Because that's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Like that, and I think that's the way Kyle Shanahan kind of operates. For example, I don't think for one minute. Let me ask you this: Do you think this is absolutely, positively ludicrous?
All right.
49ers have an okay season. They go to the playoffs, but they don't win at all. And down in Atlanta, Penix takes over for Kirk Cousins. You really think that Kyle Shanahan's flirtation with Kirk Cousins is completely over? I think it depends on how good Purdy is this year.
But then you're saying you think Kyle, and I believe something's there. There's been some courtship, but then you're telling me you want to invest the resources it would take to bring Kirk Cousins here to the Bay, and you would feel comfortable about a guy that's never sniffed the Super Bowl, as opposed to your youngster that you drafted and raised and groomed, who got you to a Super Bowl minutes away. I just believe Kyle would look at, why would I do that, especially with the injury that you know, it would be a year later that Kirk is coming off of. And we talked about Dak pre-show. You know, if he doesn't get a deal, he would be available. I just think it's risky, Steiny, thinking or going somewhere. Oh, we'll just find a quarterback. Somebody will come available. And, hey, something could pop off. But the risk, like, to me, that's too risky. That's the, like, Kyle and John are too smart to roll the dice that way. And
really?
If we look at the track record, they drafted Trey Lance thinking that they were smarter than everybody. But other than that, they said no to Tom Brady, and it might have cost them a Super Bowl because Rob is right. 5 games of Jimmy G.
My point is this. You say it's risky. I bet you that there's a scenario in which Kyle Shanahan could look at Kirk Cousins, who's making, what, 40? Cousins is making 40? Hey, you want to go get Kirk Cousins at 40, a guy that Kyle Shanahan's worked with before and believes in for whatever reason? Or pay Brock Purdy, who... You know, pay Brock Purdy 55. I mean, I'm not really here to bring up Kirk Cousins and say the 49ers are going to go after him.
But just another option is what you're saying.
Yes, and what we found out with Kyle Shanahan, to me, he's always looking at another option. He just is. And to me, it makes perfect sense to leave the door as open as possible right now because they haven't made a commitment to any quarterback as of right now. I'm not talking about in the past. Yeah. I'm saying they haven't made a commitment to Brock Purdy yet.
But what's the goal in life and sports, Donnie? Continuity, security.
We never had that with Kyle.
Yeah, and that's why I think, and we never talked about the mental collateral damage that went into, you know, everybody saying, what the hell happened with Trey Lance? Don't you think there was something, not shook him, to where, you know what, if I got a guy, he's established, and all I have to do is pay him, if I believe he can get us to heights, which he's done, the 2 NFC championships and the Super Bowl, I feel like that security is something I would want, and I would have no problem giving you the money if you've taken the team to those heights. Like, he didn't cost him the Super Bowl. He damn sure didn't cost him the loss and against the Eagles. Obviously, he got hurt, but you know what I'm saying, Steiny? There has to be something.
But he didn't win him the games either, if you want to put it that way. 888-957-9570 is the number. Spadone, I want to play some more Kyle Shanahan, and I want to go to number 95, and this is Shanahan talking about knowing that Brock Purdy was going to be his number one quarterback heading into this season. All right, we can wait a second on that. It's a DU95 when you get it. But we can keep talking in the meantime.
Yeah.
Somebody saying, Beard, on the YouTube chat, quarterback's too important to mess around.
Yeah, and he's messed around. He's come up empty a few.
Like, my thing would be, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. We've seen him.
And Purdy,
we've seen him flirt with six quarterbacks.
I got you.
Over the course of his tenure. Yeah, go ahead, Joe. Take a listen.
It was different. It was so much more relaxing when the position is established. You know exactly where you're going at the position. That guy's healthy. You're just working to constantly get better each day. And that's the fun part about coaching now. I wish I could say it makes it a lot more relaxing and everything is chill after that. But no, it just allows you to focus on all the other stuff. And there's always a ton of stuff that happens in the offseason, but to have the quarterback position established and to have a year where he is healthy and going into this, it's been very nice, and it was needed.
All right, Kyle said it was needed. That means that Purdy's been healthy, he's worked all summer, and he's ready to go. I mean, the only thing we're disagreeing on is, no, I don't think it's been decided yet whether the 49ers are going to pay Brock Purdy the astronomical amount of money that he'll probably be asking for. I think it depends on one thing and one thing only, and that's how Kyle truly feels about him. And I think he likes him, but I mean, I thought he liked Garoppolo after Garoppolo got him to the Super Bowl.
And I
thought he liked Trey Lance because he went out and got Trey Lance. And he gave up two picks for him. And Lance barely played. So, I mean, will you at least give me that he's pretty fickle when it comes to his quarterback, and his mind can change pretty quickly.
No doubt, and that's why I think Brock Purdy is the beneficiary of that. Stoney, I believe if you got something good, why change it, especially after what he did with Trey Lance? That's why I think he doesn't want to mess around anymore.
Well, if you got something good, I get, you know, but I think that's the nature of Kyle Shanahan. He has something good, but he's always going to look for something better. Yeah.
And we both agree on, because the one component of this, which is everything, is these next 17 games in this season. That's everything.
It's going to determine how much he gets paid, I think. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the 49ers. Kyle Shanahan, day one of practice today at Levi's Stadium. Brandon Ayuk is in the building, but he's not in pads. Let's go to Alden. Alden is in Santa Clara. What's going on, Alden? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Appreciate the show.
Sure.
You guys are out here in my city, and I love it.
Nice.
I'm actually at work right now, so I couldn't be down there. But I just wanted to answer your question, Steiny. You said, you know, you don't think that the QB situation is tied up for the long future, basically. And this is the first offseason we don't really have a QB controversy, I feel like. And not to mention, it's Purdy's first full offseason as a starter.
True.
And I think just by Shanahan's play calling last year down the stretch, I mean, even in the Super Bowl, he had that trick play he threw in. He's just in his bag when he has Purdy in there. And I feel like he has all the confidence in the world because none of the QBs in the past that he's had, he's opened up the playbook with. And, yeah, I just feel like, you know, Donnie's stirring up the pot. But I love the show, guys. Huh?
Well, let me ask you this.
Thanks.
If the 49ers had two options, and they don't, but if they had two options, they could pay Brock right now, or they could let him play the year and pay him at the end of the year. I actually think they would just pay him next year. Why not? Why not get an extra year, another year of taking a look at him?
Yeah, I don't disagree.
So that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying Purdy won't be the franchise quarterback. I'm saying I don't think he is at this moment. I just don't. Not looking at Kyle Shanahan's track record at the quarterback position. He's been fickle, and maybe he will settle on Brock Purdy. But I think Brock Purdy's got some work to do before he ends up settling on him and giving him the kind of money that is becoming the going rate for starting quarterbacks.
I do like that conversation he had with Brock, though, Stoney. I, you know, you could say, oh, good, come on, that's just regular communication. But I do respect Kyle for telling them, hey, look, we're going to go after this guy. We may not get him, but that is truth at its finest, man. Like, I appreciate that, and I'm sure Brock has to. Like, no matter what happens moving forward, I got to believe Stoney's going to always keep it real with me.
Well, you're giving him the benefit of the doubt, and I feel like, okay, so he told Brock Purdy about Brady, but he didn't tell Jimmy Garoppolo about Brady, even though he flirted with both during both quarterbacks' tenure. So the way I look at it is, why didn't he tell Garoppolo? Well, he didn't tell Garoppolo because Garoppolo was 25 years old. He played behind Brady. It would have been the second time he would have had to come in and be Brady's backup. He was also worried about Jimmy's psyche. That's why he didn't tell him about Brady. The reason he told Purdy about Brady, in my mind, is because Purdy's got no leverage. I mean, Purdy's the last pick in the draft. Mm. He found himself as a starting quarterback in the Niners. He's doing well. He's a humble kid. He's going to take it the way Kyle wants him to take it, which is probably his motivation. I don't think Jimmy would have taken it as motivation. So there may have been some self-serving there. 888-957-9570 is the number. How confident is Kyle Shanahan in Brock Purdy? And we got some other sound to get into. It is day one of training camp down in Santa Clara. What's coming up next on the game? Presented by Lucky California.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.